All right, now we live. You know what I mean? Here with, introduce yourself, young man.
You here with Love Jones in your area. No, I'm not scared of you.
Hey.
Yes, I am prepared for you.
Hey. Yep, you know what I mean? One of my favorite vocalists, you know what I mean? Out the Roborock studio. We in the Roborock compound right now. You know what I mean? He got a piece on. He was just telling me about it, man.
I got the Buddha beads on.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm all about peace. I'm all about consciousness. I'm all about awareness. And I'm always about spreading the good vibes across the universe. All right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Word. Some of your music got definitely good vibes in it, man. So I think people pick up on it. Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, one of my favorite joints was the, know what I mean, Evil Laughs joint. Like, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just a fun record. Nah.
Appreciate that. Those is one of my more creative records, because I put in a lot of different vocals that people would be surprised to hear.
Right.
And you know, it was fun making that record. That was one of the most fun records that I've made in a long time. So thank you for that. Appreciate that, Mr. Conscious Man.
Right. Man, can we do the Evil Laugh one time?
Moo ha ha. Moo ha ha. They don't like it.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So what inspired, I mean, you, and what inspired your music, man?
What inspires my music is the universe itself. I can look at a park and I can see the trees, and the feeling I get off the trees will cause an imagination in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm able to define that imagination in my mind, I bring that to the songs, and that's how I get inspired. I see beauty, and I notice it, and I embrace it,
mm-hmm.
and I try to define it, and I try to share it with the world.
Okay, yeah. All right, man. Yep. Do you have a favorite place to write music, or do you have a process?
My process of writing music. Okay. It all comes from, what do you want to write about? If you wanted to break it down in a real strategic way,
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to write about trees, I would write about word. We can finish that. I'm gonna tell you. Let me think about what I want to say too.
All right, so we're gonna take a little break, people. I mean, we'll be back right at you. Alright, we back, people.
We back.
Back with the man.
Back.
Uh-huh.
Love Jones, in your area.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not scared of you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am prepared for you.
Bars, nigga.
So, we were just talking about
the process.
The process of my inspiration in creating a song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off with an example.
Right.
We want to make a song about how much we love a female, how much we adore her, and how much we want to get in those jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, are we going to start off talking about how much we love her? No. As a matter of fact, this generation, this people that listen, the hearers, the listeners, they already know what the song is going to be about by listening to the first 4 seconds of that song.
Hmm.
First 4 seconds, they already know what genre, they already know what theme it is. So we don't want to do the boring stuff anymore. We don't want to talk about how much we love the person. We want to talk about what we want to do with the person. What we want to do is get into their minds and let them visualize, because they already hear what you're saying.
Hmm.
So instead of saying how much I love you, let's talk about what you want to do with that love. So, shorty, I want to drive you around on the coast, California coast. We driving next to pine trees. We can see the ocean view and the sun rising on the horizon. We could talk about that. Let's put something in their head. Put a picture in their head,
mm-hmm.
so they now can imagine. So they now can interpret. So they now can be inspired themselves.
Mm.
And that's how I look at songs. How am I going to create a picture in your head? And if it's any, then you got it right. And hey, if it's not close to mine, it doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, if it's not close to mine, keep holding that closer because it's yours. That's exactly what the song was for.
Still right, right?
You know what I'm saying? It's still right.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. That's paint the picture with the music.
Paint the picture. Drake said it. I paint the picture so vivid. Like HD. You feel me? Something along the lines of that. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, man, that's the process, right?
That's the process. Help them visualize what you already visualized.
Right. You gotta walk them through it.
Because you should have already visualized it. That's why you're creating the song. You had to imagine something. You had to conjure up something in your mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it.
There you have it. There you have it.
So what are we working on now as far as projects, as far as music, as far as...
Working on now? Nothing.
Nothing.
We just been listening. We doing more. It's all about grooming yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Any practice a person comes into, there's always a time where they're not creating anything, but they're grooming themselves to create even better music. Like the doctor. Sometimes before he goes in, no, every single time before he goes in to do a surgery in the OR,
mm-hmm.
he washes his hands. He probably listens to a favorite song. He goes through a certain process to groom himself for that mastery, for that performance, for that
ritualistic.
Exactly. So what we do is we get our minds, we get our bodies right, and then those projects will start flowing. Because if you already put in a lot of work and you haven't yet seen that, just let that marinate. Let that, you know what I'm saying, get into your subconscious. Get the lyrics down to all of your songs. You know what I'm saying? Get the melodies down to all your songs before you start creating more.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've gotten that language, as you've gotten that alphabet, start grooming yourself for the
next step.
7 to 10 songs that you're going to create.
Oh, okay. All right, so this is the grooming process.
It's the grooming process right now. But at any time, because you have been grooming,
mm-hmm.
the production is going to be efficient.
Right. So they should still keep watching either way.
So keep watching. But what I am working on right now is 2 projects with Leem. Just heard about it today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to those.
Okay, that's what's up.
Any more questions?
Yeah, man. I kind of like the way you talk, bro. So I was just going to let you talk. Like, nah, man. Okay. Just keep going then. And do you have a overall message in your music? Like, just
overall message?
Yeah.
Love Jones in your area. No, I want you to get that.
Right, right.
Love Jones in your area.
That's 718.
In your area. I may be in your area.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not scared of you.
No?
Yes, I am prepared for you. What that means is Love Jones is... in your area, he's in your zone.
Yeah,
you're listening to his songs. You found his flow, so now he's in your area. Uh-huh. Is he scared of you?
Nah.
No, he not scared of you.
Why?
Because he was prepared for you.
Exactly.
He came. You know what I'm saying? No. So that's where I'm at with it right now.
Oh, man, that's dope. Yeah, this might be my best interview I got so far. Yeah, no Chuck. No Chuck, man. Or no
Sam. Much love, you feel me?
No gas.
No gas.
Artificial.
Right,
it's very organic.
Yeah, very organic, man. Where do you get the name Love Jones? Bring it down.
Okay. I originally started off with Ace.
Ace?
I originally started off with Ace as my artist name. Then it turned to so many other names. It's been so many years. Then it's been through so many changes, but my initial name was Ace.
Ace.
And now it's Love Jones.
Love Jones.
There was a time, though, before Love Jones, where I called myself just Larry Jones.
Larry Jones, okay.
Simply Larry Jones, right?
Uh-huh.
But then I came to this revelation as I was growing up that the only thing you can do in this life is give love. Or that's the only thing I want to do is give love. You can give love in different ways. And in my music, that's all I want to do. It may not come off how you want it to come off. But I know that it's in your area. No, I'm not scared of you.
Nope.
Yes, I am prepared for you.
Yeah.
And but you know, it's funny. that was funny, but that's complicated. But honestly and truthfully, let's basically, the love that I want to show is an accepting love and a love that says, yo, that's hot. Even though everything is not.
Right.
Yo, that's hot. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
That's the type of love I'm trying to show. I like that. Yo, what's that? Oh, snap. That's fire. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Let's embrace that. Right. That's the love I'm showing.
Okay.
And that's the love I want to reveal to the world. All
right.
I like that.
Love. Radical love.
Yo, we still live?
Yeah, we still live.
Oh, all right, because we still live. 2018. 2020 is going to be a dangerous year.
2020?
I'm going to walk by the spot. Niggas going to be like, yo, man, police ran down in the spot. Man, I had to throw my crop top on, my flip-flops, and I was out of there. Like, what? You threw your what on? With what? Yeah.
Run that by me again?
Yeah. What on? You know how to win?
Yeah, 2020.
Flip-flops in my crop top.
Yeah, 2020 is scary.
Yeah, 2022 gonna be even crazier.
2022.
It's like, yo, man, I had to grab my skirt, run down the steps.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's Malachi right there. That's the youngest Rebel Rock member right there.
You know, right.
He engineered too.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just another day in the compound.
Another day in the compound. Yeah, man, we could go on, you know.
Like, can you play some fire for them real quick, just in case?
The computer on?
Yes. It's definitely on.
You got the formula thing on the desktop.
I'm play something for y'all right now.
Part of Queens is. Yes. Matter of fact, caught it right there.
Oh, you got a charger, bro? You put a charger? Am I that lucky?
New Larry Jones.
Smooth, and I see smooth, smooth to
Showing his formula.
Yes.
Leave it as formula.
Love Jones.
Love Jones, Seiko. Hey, podcast exclusive.
You know what's funny about that beat? When he did that beat, I already had that beat in my stash.
All right.
Yeah. Like, I heard it already and said that I wanted to do that beat, but I just never had no full thoughts to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just pretty much assisted me with the whole song. And I was just like, all right, I'm not going to do this beat, but I'll feature with somebody.
Yeah.
Because I still like the beat, and the song was fire, you know?
Yeah, it came out fire.
Yeah. Behind that song is so much emotion and so much inspiration from feminine energy, man. You know what I'm saying? Every time I listen to that song, I think about the females that I used to work with and how they were the inspiration behind this song, because we used to smoke after work and stuff like that. We used to hang out.
Oh, right?
Yeah, and we always go to parties, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we had a good bond. It was good, you know? And that inspired another imagination of me and a female together in a party, meeting each other, finding each other there, and literally levitating and leaving the earth.
During the party.
And when you look into the sky, you'll see nebula, you'll see stars, you know what I'm saying? You'll see the galaxy open up to you like you're looking through a telescope.
State-of-the-art telescope, that is.
A golden telescope. You know? Golden telescope.
Right. We got the right
Yep. But that song has so much inspiration behind it. If I could get back to that song, like, if I could get back to that moment and just get more energy from that moment.
I know exactly what
it is. Yeah, yeah. Get around the right feminine energy.
Right?
Yeah. That's the part. The balance.
Yeah.
I mean,
the balance.
Yeah, the balance of being around the right feminine energy. Because, you know, it's
the right one.
You know? It's a lot of masculated females. Right, yeah, you feel me?
Thick jawbones and all that. No?
What's the saying?
What's the saying?
You look just like your daddy in all the wrong ways.
You look just like your daddy in all the wrong ways.
Oh, you got your daddy jaw.
God damn. Yep. Yeah. So what's this right here?
This is the beat that we went over already with Leem.
Okay.
The two beats that we went over when we first got it?
Oh, yeah.
I know
Let me check these pictures out real quick. Yeah, you know, I was thinking, I had a video that was very, very similar.
You paused it?
Nah, it's definitely still recorded. We're about to get out of here anyway and get to work.
Very similar.
Man, we got to talk for an hour. You know what I mean? You feel me? So, I got enough people. We out.
Cosmic Talks.
Love Jones.
Love Jones.
Peace.
Peace.
From the East.
Yeah.